Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Ariane Kesriwani. I'm Senior Investment Specialist at UBP, and today we're discussing UBAM Swiss Equity latest portfolio changes. The key takeaways are Swiss equities show a solid earnings growth picture and a controlled inflation trajectory relative to other European countries and global markets. This resilience is key for Swiss equities in deriving superior market performance over the medium to long term. Slight portfolio changes have been made on UBAM Swiss equity amidst the continued market volatility. The portfolio remains centered around companies with superior value creation potential, with a refocusing on names with better historical and future cash flow generation visibility. Swiss equities finished the month of May with negative 4.4% in absolute performance, leading to a year-to-date loss of negative 9.3% versus negative 8.7% for global equities. This overall weak performance comes despite a stable and visible earnings growth picture for Swiss equities, which are expected to deliver 10% in EPS growth for both 2022 and 2023. With no direct exposure or reliance on higher energy prices. Other regional earnings expectations, such as for the US and Europe, have continued to be revised up for 2022, driven by a positive trend in the energy sector, which is, however, expected to normalize later in 2022 and more markedly in 2023. Furthermore, Switzerland is showing a different path and more contained picture on accelerating inflation relative to its European neighbors. The Swiss National Bank has seen less pressure to aggressively tighten monetary conditions, with a strong Swiss franc that is actually offsetting inflation with cheaper imported prices. Switzerland continues to show a resilient and reliable macroeconomic setting that is expected to be beneficial in the face of the impending volatility brought by central banks' announcement and inflation prints, and as the market's attention moves from inflation worries to growth slowdown. In this shifting market setup, UBAM Swiss Equity's portfolio holdings have been reassessed carefully since the beginning of the year, revealing little need for trading. Some portfolio adjustments have nevertheless been made in the face of the increased volatility year-to-date. The position in Galenica was liquidated as the COVID-19 tailwinds are expected to diminish in 2022. Swiss Re was also exited after delivering lackluster performance that may be linked to perceived weakness versus peers. A position in UBS was initiated and reinforced since the beginning of the year, as the name continues to deliver strong results in wealth management and maintain discipline in investment banking activities. UBS has been the largest performance contributor to the SPI over the month of May, largely outperforming the rest of the market. Lindt was also initiated in the portfolio and is positioned in the affordable luxury category, which could prove to be resistant in an environment where healthy consumer confidence is expected to weaken. It is worthy to note that year-to-date, the small and mid-cap segment of the Swiss equity market came under higher pressure than the larger cap segment. The SPI Extra has lost negative 16.6% year-to-date, with concurrent multiple compression of 21%, significantly reducing the segment's historical PE premium over the SMI. UBAM Swiss Equity's underperformance year-to-date has been largely impacted by the active overweight the strategy has in the small and mid-cap segment. Nevertheless, it is typically the small and mid-cap segment that rebounds faster when markets recover, as seen over the full pandemic year 2020, making UBAM Swiss Equity's positioning attractive for a market rebound. Additionally, it is the small and mid-cap segment that is driving the upside trend in value creation relative to the larger cap segment, where some names like Novartis show close to zero positive CFROI spread over the cost of capital. UBAM Swiss Equity's forced underweight in Nestlé and Roche has been beneficial for the relative performance year-to-date, with both index heavyweights showing important drawdowns year-to-date. On the other hand, strong performing names over 2021, such as Comet and Partners Group, remain the largest performance detractors for the fund over the year-to-date period. The strategy remains centered around strongly value-creative names, with a larger tilt towards proven and resilient CFRI profiles given the current market uncertainties ahead. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.